This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band Go Home with Jeb Robson. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on CKUM-FM, Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I'm here till 4 o'clock or so. Maybe later, maybe earlier. I never know. Playing you the good stuff. Thanks for dropping in. Hopefully you enjoy your stay. Whether you enjoy your stay or not, you're welcome to call up and comment or send in a message of praise or criticism. We can take it. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Whatever you do, it's your show. It really, I can sit in my house without all the hassle of coming down here and listen to all these songs. I come all the way down here for you because, well, I'm not going to lie. It's actually for me because it's so damn fun. But it would be silly to do it if nobody were to listen. I mean, I'd probably still do it, But the fact that people listen makes it all that much better. So I love to hear from you. I love to let me know that you're out there and get in touch and, you know, make it interactive. That's just a more fun thing, don't you know? I don't really know what's on the agenda today, so it's a great day for requests or suggestions. Anything you got. You know, I often take inspiration from basically whatever I'm doing on the weekend. So if I've gone to a show or, you know, I listen to a particularly inspiring record or, you know, I see a great movie or something, I'm often inspired. But in the past 2 days, I've seen two movies, both great, about miserably depressed and horribly screwed up people. And I don't know if you have the same predilections as I do, if that's a good idea to watch two movies in a row about miserable, depressed, and screwed up people. But I did it anyway. So I didn't really want to go down that road today. So hopefully someone can steer us down a little bit happier road, you know. And it'll be more fun that way. Anyways, before I started yammering on, we played something from Del Barber from his record Headwaters, which came out a few years ago. We played Love and Wine, co-written by Catherine McClellan, sung upon so beautifully by Emma Beaton, formerly of Joy Kills Sorrow. And you know what? This record, it's a divisive. Is that how you say it? Divisive, I guess. Record in the Del Barber world. It was a bit of a departure, and you know, at first Del loved it, and then the more I talked to him, the more he went, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But you know what? I like this record more and more all the time. I think it's great. I loved the sonic palette there brought to the equation by Sam Kassir. I just think it sounds so beautiful, so much so that I'm going to play another track. And the part of the reason why I'm playing this, did you hear the exciting news? The Festival de Voyageur announced its music lineup, and Del Barber is part of the music lineup for Festival de Voyageur February 13th, I believe, the day before Valentine's Day. You can bring your sweetie and freeze your ass off in a tent. Well, you freeze your ass off waiting in line to get in the tent. You know, I've never gone to a show at the Festival de Voyageur because I'm afraid, because I've always heard about the horrible lineups and the crowds and the madness. And if there's two things that I hate most in this world, it's probably crowds and horrible lineups. Like, I hate waiting in line. So I'm a little bit terrified of this equation, because, you know, when he plays the Park Theater, I know what to do. I know where to go. I know I'm going to get a good spot. Actually, the Park Theater, anywhere you go is a good spot. I love that place. West End Cultural Center, same thing. You know, I know I can go and I can get a good spot. In this situation, I don't know. I'm a little stressed. If anybody has any Festival de Voyageur secrets for how I can get a good spot, let's hang out, you know. Other good stuff too. Check it out. I'd tell you about the other stuff, but I need to shut up and play something else from this record, just because. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Against that grain, I've never been.
home, my oldest friend. Home, my first and only love. Home and native land. I've let you
such great heights come down now. There's
Good stuff there. That's Catherine McClellan from a couple of years ago. A song called Stealin'. And I was just looking it up, and they're coming to she's coming to Winnipeg, you know, with Chris Gauthier. Wait, there it is. Wednesday, February 3rd at the old WEC. And they're just so great together. It'll be such a great, great show on the 3rd, February 3rd. Get your tickets, Catherine McClellan, West End Cultural Center. That's I imagine that's where I'll be that night. I don't think I've missed her ever yet. Good, good stuff. Before that, we heard something from Joy Kills Sorrow from their last EP. Man, oh man, I'm still sad about that. They were just getting so great. We heard Such Great Heights. It's a cover of some other band that I don't know. And Del Barber in there with Soul of a Land That's Mine. And I forgot last week, and I almost forgot again this week, to send out our heartiest congratulations to Del's mom, who is being named to the Order of the Buffalo Hunt, or whatever it's called, the civilian honor. Here in Manitoba, we recognize citizens of distinction for their great efforts in our community. And Del's mom has done so much in our community and continues to. Just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful soul. And she'll be getting that honor, and I'm very, very, very pleased about that. So I don't know if Jean's out there today, but congratulations and all the best to you, young lady. Let's play you some new music, hey? I've got a couple of new things in the mail this week that I'm pretty eager about. I got a new one from Matt Patershuk, who I sure do like. He's getting better and better all the time. I think you're going to like this thing, new record called I Was So Fond of You. I'll play a song off that. But I thought I'd play a song or two off this other one. This kind of took me by surprise. This guy is actually a member of Yukon Blonde, who I used to really love, and then they put out that terrible synth pop record last year, and I think I officially have disowned them, but this solo effort from one of the guys is it's pretty promising. Now there's only six songs on it, a couple of real cheeseball silly ones on here, but there are a couple of good ones as well. I think I'm going to play I might even play you both the good ones, because I was so surprised and pleased with this thing. I think you're going to like it. Guy's name is Brandon Wolf Scott. Here's something from the Postcard Writer. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Anymore.
but my hand's still strong. It means a lot. You take the time to talk. It's time to move along. Aching, it's all that I've done. The thought of my fate makes me run. And aching, it's all that I've done. Aching, it's all that
finally stop. You'll stand there shaking, disbelieving shock. Cry when you learn you can't play it from the top. When the music, she finally stops.
Howdy, this is John Ward Hanum from Fort McLeod, Alberta, telling you to tune in to the greatest singer-songwriter program on the radio today. Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMF.
I was young, didn't know enough, when I wrote Scotchman's Bluff with my Emily. When the walls are cold, dressed her up.
ceiling shakes, windows rattle and the baby wakes, the drain won't drain and the pot of bone light, the goddamn breaker blew again tonight. And I wrote my name behind the wall, 'cause one day this old house will fall, and when you're dead and gone, love is home. But not like this. I'm her old man, she's my missus. Love's a deal sealed with kisses. She's a sight for weary eyes. She gets teary when the hero dies. Bright as the moon, sweet as a daisy. She swears like she's in the Navy. She gets mad when I make her worry. When I'm gone, she says, hurry. And I carved our names in the old oak tree for all of the world to see. When we're dead and gone, lovely song, I want them to know I love this girl.
Strike again. I won't fall down, I'll stand.
Oh, Red Moon Road. They're so great. I just love that band. From the album Sorrows and Glories. Came out last year, and it's a great, great record. I'll Bend, But I Won't Break. There from Red Moon Road. Before that, John Wart Hanum. The title track to his latest, Love Lives On. Both of those got special thanks in the liner notes to the new Matt Patershuk record, which we played there. They got thanks for Help and Kicks in the Arse. So good for them. So I thought I'd throw them in there. Before that, we heard Anna Eggy from the album Bright Shadow. We heard 5th of July. Anna plays, or sings, I guess, all over this Matt Patershuk record. And so beautifully. They just they go together so nicely. Great, great stuff. Produced by Steve Dawson. Great people. Fats Kaplan all over this record. It's good stuff. I'll be playing you more off that record. I just know it. We heard, though, today, Prettiest Ones from the album I Was So Fond of You, new from Matt Patershuk. We heard a couple from Brandon Wolf Scott from the EP The Postcard Writer. We heard All That I've Done and Any More. And I put out a call for some requests. It's still out there. So if there's something you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269 UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you like. Love to hear from you. Our pal Dietmar got out to see a show the other day that probably didn't suck at all. He got to see the double bill of John Moreland and Jason Isbell, the lucky bastard. Oh, man. I bet that would have been great. So let's play something for him. We'll start off with something from John Moreland from his fine record last year, High on Tulsa Heat. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Set ablaze the secrets I'd concealed. I'd set ablaze the secrets we concealed. If I could make you feel the way you make me feel, I'd set ablaze the secrets we concealed. And babe, I know this world will outside your door. Make you leave all that you love to fight a war. I never tell you what you're dying for. So darling, let the charmers lean the room. Let them have that Nashville moon. I wanna know exactly who you are. Then hang me in the Tulsa County stars. Just hang me in the Tulsa County stars.
Trust anyone. I was so sure what I needed was more. Tried to shoot out the sun. Days when we raced, we flew off the page. Such damage was done. But I made it through. Cause somebody knew I was meant for someone. So go leave your boots by the bed. We ain't leaving this room. Cause someone needs medical help or the cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good. Put your faith to the test when I tore off your dress in Richmond all night. I sobered up and I swore off that stuff forever this time. The old lover's scene, I thought it'd be me who helped him get home. But home was a dream, one I'd never seen till you came. Cover me up and know you're enough
to use me for good. Cover me up and know you're enough to use me for good. I know everyone looks different. I know everything has changed, but I will be your river valley. I will be your river valley. I will be your river valley if you'll be my mountain range. Yes, I know everyone looks different. I know everything has changed. I will be your river valley if you'll be my mountain range.
Oh, I love that. Love that. So good. That's a guy named Anthony DaCosta. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I remember hearing Anthony DaCosta for the first time a couple of years ago, and I just thought he was fantastic. And you can see that right there. And then I guess I completely forgot about the guy because I never tracked down any more, and that kind of makes me feel like an idiot. Thanks for the reminder, Dietmar. I got to fix that. I got to fix that for sure. That's a great, great song called Mountain Range. Love that. Before that, we heard Isabel from his, do we call it the Breakthrough record? I don't know. The other one was, the one before that was kind of big, but not nearly as big as that one. Southeastern, there is the name of that record. Just a wonderful, wonderful record. We heard Cover Me Up. And from John Moreland, powerful, powerful songwriter. Man, oh man. High on Tulsa Heat is the name of his record. We heard Hang Me in the Tulsa County Stars. We're going to take a quick break and pay a couple of bills. We've got a couple more requests, but we certainly have time for more of yours as well. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Stick around.